Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Gostock Radio. On a little bit late, we had a little bit of technical difficulties, but we're back on air. What do you want to talk about tonight? A little bit of sports, politics? Want to talk about the idiot in Columbus, Ohio? You want to talk about Penguins? About the Steelers? About the Giant game coming up? It should be a good game. Look for the Giants to be a tough out for the Steelers. I think the Giants have won 6 in a row, bringing in a top quarterback, Eli. Steelers are pretty good on at home. That should be a good game. Can't wait to see it. Steelers have to win this game, stay in contention with the Baltimore Ravens. So it should be interesting. How about that Pitt game? How about Pitt scoring 76 points? I think they broke a record. Then the other team, Syracuse, 61 points. Unbelievable. Well, if you want to talk, give me a call, 516-666-9990. How about the presidential deal with the recount? Trump said there was a lot of fraud going on. What kind of fraud, Donald? The kind of fraud that got you the election or the other kind? Now, believe me, if you'd have lost, you'd have been carrying on just like these people. You'd have wanted a recount. You'd have called fraud like you're doing now. Nothing new there with you tweeting. Guy's going to be an interesting president, I think. He's going to be something that we've never seen before, that's for sure. I'm interested to see the rest of the Republicans, how they react to this guy. All right, we'll get back to Steeler game. You know, one thing I was surprised at is these so-called great teams lost, like Seattle lost to Tampa Bay. Is Pete Carroll on the chopping block now since he lost to a bad team? I mean, around here, that's if you lose to a bad team around here, you're gone as a coach. How about Belichick just squeezing it out of her? He got so many good calls yesterday. It was unbelievable. I mean, there were some bad calls against the Jets. This guy gets every call there is. How about them just beating the Jets? And Brady gets the ball with 5 minutes left. Who didn't know that he was going to march down and score? Everybody knew that. Let's see. How about Rivera? With it, you know, what was he, 15-1 last year? What's his record now? I think he only won 3 games. 4 games. Man, this guy's on the chopping block too, isn't he? And he was going to be a Steeler coach. Everybody wanted him, Ron Rivera. Yikes. Give me a call, 516-666-9990 if you're interested. Looking for some calls. Switchboard's lighting up like a goddamn Christmas tree. Get in now. Let's talk a little bit more about the Pitt game, and I'm Connor with him going to pro or stay another year at Pitt. Give me your opinion on that. What do you think? I think Connor probably should go pro, in my opinion. You never know. Might get hurt again. Blow that knee out again. Okay, get it while it's hot. Get your money. Stay another year at Pitt. Hey, you could be a Heisman Trophy winner candidate next year if you stay healthy. And with a nucleus of Pitt players coming back, you have a heck of a team there. Be ranked in the top 20, man. That's, you know, maybe go for that title down there. But, yeah, interesting to see what he'll do. I'm thinking he'll lean pro. That's what I think. But you never know. You never know. I don't know who their other quarterback is. Peterman will probably get drafted, I'm sure. He'll get looked at with the current conditions of the quarterbacks in the NFL. Look at Cleveland. Oh, my God. Wow. Hey, how about Baltimore? Their win yesterday. What a What Harbaugh pulled? Something out of his hat to win that game. Can't stand them. But give me a call. What do you want to talk about? It's a little politics, sports. Give me a buzz. It's a new venue here. We'll go both ways here if you want. Talk about anything you want. The Steeler game Sunday, I think, should be very interesting. You got Steelers, which are good at home, and the Giants. They got a nice defensive line. Pierre Paul, guy's tough. Got a nice defense there. Got a nice the quarterback, we all know, is Eli. But I think Ben's better than Eli, don't you? I think so. They get the Beckham. How about that matchup? Beckham and AB. Wow. Two divas. Who's going to put the biggest dance on, the biggest show in the end zone? Ooh. Wow. That's something to go see, huh? That'll be a real three-ring circus down here with Beckham and AB putting on shows. Wow. Oh, we got Goss Talk Radio here. We got 516-666-9990. Give us a call. Give me a call. See what you think. Give me a rundown on the Pirates. What are they doing? Nothing. What do you think they're going to be doing? Nothing. Nothing spectacular, that's for sure. How about them Penguins? They looking good to you? To me, were you 13-9-2 or something like that? Don't mean nothing in November, really. Just keep your win this one, win that. When you lose, win, lose. Just get in the playoffs. That's all. Anything can happen once you get in the playoffs. They won the Cup last year. They beat all the top teams. They won the Cup. Just get there. And we get, let's see, top teams in football right now are Dallas, NFC. And we get a phone call here. Let me see. Let me get to it right now. Hey, you're on Goss Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on? It's Dustin from Davenport. How's it going?
Hey, Dusty from Davenport. What's going on? What do you got?
Not too much. I just wanted to say the Steelers beat the Colts. Some nice goal line stands there. They needed it. The game could have been a lot closer, but they won. So, you know, live to fight another day, and a big win for them. Pitt had a going to a different direction, college football. They had that big 76-point scoring. It was a basketball score. And I have a question. On the Ohio State-Michigan game, was it a first down or not? What do you think?
I think he was – you mean from Ohio State got the first down?
Was it a first down? I only saw one replay.
I don't think
really
so.
Get it going.
I don't think so.
You think he was short?
Was it a short, about a foot, 2 feet?
Because I saw it too. I thought his arm was over. But then I didn't see it. The ball was over, and I was like, well, you know, maybe it was just the replay I saw. But when I saw it, I was like, well, that's, you know, I understand why there was some concern for, you know, like, hey, how about we review that and stuff like that. But, I mean, I just.
Is that the one Harbaugh's bitching about? That's the one Harbaugh's moaning about, right? About the officiating?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to see because I saw I didn't see any of the game, and I figured if you had, I wanted your opinion, since you don't really, you know, you just don't really care about either team. If you ask an Ohio State fan, they're going to say it's first down. You ask a Michigan fan, they're going to say it's short. So I just wanted an outside opinion, since we've been talking about how bad officiating has been all year. I figured, you know, this would come into play, you know, with officiating.
Yeah. Okay.
Was
officiating
it a good call
is terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah,
you know, that NFL is real bad. alcohol is just getting bad. It's like the hockey league. There's no worse officiating than in hockey, I thought, until I seen football this year. It's terrible.
Wonder what is it because they're not full time people or what happened with all the? Because I mean, it never was this bad. I mean, it was like going back to the Troy Polamalu interception. You know, there's been questionable calls throughout football. I remember with the when Polamalu intercepted Peyton Manning in that game, hit off his knee. He was running 5 yards, hits it off his knee, picks it back up, and falls on it. And they called it, you know, he didn't have control when he was running 5 yards with it. I mean, it's not the first time that we've seen bad officiating, but this year is just really standing out for some reason. Maybe because, too, the product stinks what's on the field, and then we're just paying attention on the yellow flags that are flying because the teams are bad, the officials are bad. It's just not good.
My opinion is, and I said it before and I'll say it again, there's too many damn rules in this league. And every year the rules committee come up with new rules. And I don't think these officials know how to call what rule to, you know, what's pass interference? I've seen people grabbing arms and grabbing hands and holding it, and they don't call it. Then I see somebody jumping up in the air with the receiver, and there's a flag, you know, and holding. What the heck is holding? You can call holding on every play.
Well,
I've seen some holding calls called this year that I couldn't believe. I just couldn't believe. I seen a guy pancake a guy, and they say, "That's holding." What do you mean holding? It's terrible.
Huh.
And a slap to the helmet is 15-yard penalty. If you come down and you got your hand up in the air, and you're trying to block a ball the quarterback throws, and your hand comes down and swipes the quarterback on the helmet, that's a 15-yard penalty, a personal foul? Come on. Come on. That kind of rubbish ruins the game, I think. I really do. And then who knows what a fumble is? They got to go to replay for 25 minutes. That's a fumble. Did he touch the ground? Did the ball touch the ground? Did the elbow hit the ground? Come on.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have control of that ball all the way down to the ground and it bounces out, like the old days, that's a damn fumble. Did his elbow hit? No. Did his knee touch? No. Did his rear end hit before the he crossed the goal? Jesus, come on.
Yeah, and they kind of started. It really started all too with what is a catch? Because when Calvin Johnson, everything got messed up. You don't know what a catch is.
Wait a minute.
What a fumble is.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Did he take a step? Did he make a football move? Did he make it? Come on. Enough. You know what a catch is. You know what a drop is. You know what a drop is? When he drops the ball. You know what a catch is? He catches the ball. Okay, he caught the ball, and did he turn and make a football move? That's all these rules, and they get more and more and more and more and more rules. Pretty soon it's going to be a league of rules.
Yeah.
That's all it is now, I think.
You're going to have to read a book before the game to make sure you know what's going on, because otherwise you won't know what the calls are.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they know what to call for pass interference anymore. You know?
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't know. I think it stinks myself. You know, it makes me wonder about it all. Yeah. What do you think of the Giant game with the Steelers coming up?
That's a big one because both teams are Steelers just came off 2 wins. It's going to be a big question of who guards Odell Beckham Jr. because I don't know who's going to cover him, but he's going to have a big day. It's going to be a back and forth game. I think because the Giants defense, kind of like Pittsburgh, young. It's not really. Jason Pierre-Paul had a big game versus Cleveland, but who doesn't? But you're going to have someone, you know, have to protect him so that way Ben could make his throws. But I do think it's going to – I'm picking Pittsburgh just because it's in Pittsburgh, correct?
Yeah, and the Giants won 6 in a row, so you know what that means. They're due to lose.
They're due. I've always said, as even as Pittsburgh has lost, you know, when they're on their losing streak, I still thought that somehow they're going to find a way to sneak into the playoffs. I mean, they might not, but I haven't really counted them out yet. So this is a must win, another must win game. You're at home. You got to win your home games, because got to take advantage of those. And it's a big this time, because Cleveland, everyone's beat Cleveland. Indy had a backup, so this is a nice test that will tell us, okay, are they really on track, or were those two just marshmallow games, you know, cupcake games that, you know, were gimmies. So we'll kind of find out who, if those were for real or not. I mean, the defense still has a lot to be desired, because I'm watching the second string quarterback bring them all the way down to the goal line how many times, and they couldn't punch it in. So, I mean, I'm not saying they're going to the Super Bowl. I'm just saying that, you know, hey, they're still showing. They're still around. I thought, you know, there's a chance. But because the Dallas game, I really thought the Steelers would win. But this is another big game for them. And, yeah, they definitely, because when you're leading.
Hey, how about the show Beckham and AB are going to put on? That Diva wide receiver act. Well, it's going to be a circus.
Well,
who's getting best dance end zone?
Yeah, well, there's going to be a ton of flags, because you can't celebrate.
That's another thing.
If you celebrate,
oh, so you can't. Here's another rule: you can't celebrate with somebody else in the end zone.
That's another rule. I don't get, because, you know, it's hard to score a touchdown, and then you get in the end zone. Are you just supposed to give the? I mean, you could be classy and give the ball to the official and move on, but like, if you high five two guys and celebrate, like, I guess they don't want dancing and stuff like that, but they let it go on for how many years with Chad Johnson? He made a living just off touchdown dances, because everyone wanted to see what he'd do. I mean, he made it hit golf, you know, he'd do whatever. And Terrell Owens, they did the same thing. I don't understand how a couple years later you can't even think to, you know,
another rule,
to celebrate.
Buddy. Another rule.
Yeah.
Another
yeah.
rule.
I mean, yeah, it's just they're kind of taking the fun out of it. Like, because, I mean, you're going to see someone cost their team the game because they celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just scored a touchdown. They celebrate with a couple people. Then that moves the kickoff back. And then they get in the field goal range and lose because of it. But
Right.
We'll see that happen, I'm sure. But hopefully the Pittsburgh Giants game, the Giants haven't been in town a while. It's been a long while. I remember the last game the Steelers played them, they lost. Because I remember versus them, it was a close one. It was the year I think the Steelers won the Super Bowl. I think that the two home losses, I think they lost like four games that year, and lost to Indy and Peyton Manning and the Giants and Eli. So, I mean, they haven't played them in Heinz Field in a good while, so it'll be nice to see them. Giants are doing well, Steelers just 1-2 in a row. Someone's got to lose. And Baltimore, did they lose? No, they beat the Bengals. So that division still, both those teams are going to go neck and neck down to the wire.
Yeah, it's
going
to go down to the wire. Now, Baltimore plays Miami this week. I think Steelers play Buffalo next week. And who does Baltimore play next week? I don't know.
I'm not sure. Well, the good thing with Miami, they're kind of hot right now. They started off a disaster. I thought Miami was going to be with Cleveland, you know, a good first-round draft pick. They're like 6-4, 7-3. They've been hot, so maybe Miami will give Baltimore a run for their money on that one. Because not that I'm still, like, sold on Miami. I'm not. I still think Miami will find a way to maybe miss the playoffs or something, because they always get hot in the middle. They start off bad, get hot in the middle, and then don't finish strong. They're always destined for like 8-8. But
I think the only way they're going to get in the playoffs is a wild card, and I don't think they're going to get a wild card, because I think that West with Broncos and Chiefs fighting it out for the wild card out there.
And Raiders.
Yeah, I think the Raiders will win that division easy, and then the other two will be fighting for a wild card. So, yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. Of course, you never know. It's got a while. You get, what, 5 weeks yet left? 4 weeks?
Yeah,
5 weeks.
There's still a lot of football to be played. I heard that I guess Matt Forte, he was supposed to go to New England, and the Jets picked up the phone to prevent him. Yeah, I bet Matt Forte wishes he wasn't in New York with the Jets.
Yeah, right.
Could you imagine that one? Like, oh, man, why did I pick up the phone for the Jets? I could have been on the team
or
going somewhere. But sometimes, you know, I guess you take a chance.
Yeah, who didn't know Brady was going to get the ball with 5 minutes left and drive down and score? That's a given yesterday. To beat the Jets.
See, Jets always play them tough. Usually, always. I mean, last year I remember the Jets won. They beat New England in New York, and I thought, you know, you thought the Jets were going to make the playoffs, and then Jets lose to the Bills, and then Pittsburgh's in. So, I mean, it's funny with the Jets because they have a bunch of older players. They have Forte. They're like built for now, but they're nowhere near where they need to be.
What do you think of that nut job going in Columbus and killing them people, running them people over? Did you hear about that?
I did. Someone said in Ohio State, is that where it happened at? I mean, it's just sad, the world you live in today. You know, you got to live your life, and it's just sad that, you know, uncontrollable people are crazy, and the world you live in is just, it is scary. You really do never know. You think, oh, I'm going to class, you know, I'm going to go do this and that, and now it's all, you know, their lives are ruined, their family lives are ruined, you know, your Christmas will be the saddest for those families, and it's just, it's tough. For the poor kids.
Other nut job.
I mean,
you know what, do us all a favor if you want to kill yourself, you know?
It's just,
that's what I say.
And you can't even prevent, you know, it's not like you could say, oh, like, how do you know someone's going to just, you know, get a gun or a weapon and start mowing down people? You can't. It's just, it's sad you can't, like, prevent things like that. You know, it's not like you could, like, prepare or prevent it. It's just crazy people in the world you live in. People have way too, you know, access to way too much.
There's a lot of nuts in there, no doubt about that.
Yeah, that's what I didn't even hear it until someone said Columbia, you know, Ohio State, and I'm thinking, wow, like, you know, right before. And it always happens right around Thanksgiving, because I remember the Sandy, the school shooting was around, actually that was Christmas break, so it was like around this time period, November, December, that's when that happened. It's sad, right before the holidays, always. I don't get it.
Yeah, a lot of goofballs out there, man. I'll tell you, it's just a shame. It's getting worse, too.
Yeah.
It's getting worse.
It's scary. I couldn't imagine, you know, like, people with, like, a young kid and, like, oh, like, the world, you know, it's just scary.
I got about a minute, 2 minutes left here on the show, and I'm glad you called, and give me a call next week, see what's going on, or, you know, see what's happening.
Good. We'll
give you a call.
See what Pittsburgh does versus the Giants. It was definitely good talking to you, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks. All righty. There goes Dustin from Davenport. All right. We got about a minute left here to the show. What do you want to talk about? Let's make it quick if you want to call in. 516-666-9990. Well, another big show down the drain here. I've got the best show nobody listens to, I guess. But what are you going to do? Plowing on. Keep plowing on. Well, for now on, we're going to be talking a little bit of politics, a little bit of sports mixed. I'm sure that'll catch some eyes from people's interest. Shame goes out. I mean, the shame is that we do have some nuts in this world that are out of control. I always say, if you want to kill somebody, kill yourself. Do everybody a favor. Don't take anybody with you, any innocent people. Do us a favor. If you're a nutcase, take the gun, bang, whatever. Jump off a bridge. Don't take anybody with you. That's my opinion. Now I got 10 seconds left. Signing off, and that's God's Talk Radio for another week. We'll see you Monday, 5:30 to 6. Bye.